So before we looked at a simple recorder for Windows, now here's a simple recorder for the Macintosh. It's known as Piezo, P-I-E-Z-O. It's a commercial application by a company called Rogue Amoeba. Rogue as in I'm going rogue, and amoeba as the one cell organism that the company makes it. They make a whole bunch of other stuff too, mostly audio related. Most of it is very accessible as well. So
yeah, Hijack Pro is one
that Audio Hijack. We're going to mention that in a minute, and you'll see why I'm going to mention that in a minute. So this is $19. It's a one-time license. Again, it's good for all the updates. Just pay $19 and you get free updates. It's not in the Mac App Store. You actually have to go to Rogue's website. So if you Google download Piezo for Mac, you'll get right to it. So again, this is a very simple app. I'm going to show you what the main window looks like, and then we're going to go into the controls.
Source menu, pop-up button.
So to the left here, there's a source menu, and this is where you pick the input source. Let me just open this up for a second.
Menu, 9 items.
And you see it does something very nice that a lot of apps don't do.
Applications, dimmed.
So the first heading is applications. If you want to just bring your audio in from one particular application.
Safari, Skype, FaceTime, Messages, iTunes, other application, Ellipsis.
Other applications lets you open up pretty much any application on your computer. You could bring your audio in and record directly from that.
Audio devices, dimmed.
Or if you want to go from an audio device.
Built-in microphone, internal microphone.
I just have one built-in sound card to this laptop, so that's all it's going to be there.
Built-in microphone, internal microphone, built-in microphone, internal microphone. Source menu, pop-up button.
Okay, so next thing here.
Start recording button.
Is your recording
start
button.
Start and stop recording.
Which is actually the short key there is it's Command R, but we'll go through the other controls first.
File name button.
File
opens
name.
The settings popover to edit file name.
So you could
Window, my recording. Contents selected, title field, edit text, my recording. Contents selected, title field, I-B-U-G-space-R-E-S-U-R-D-I-F-G.
This is just where you put in
file name and track title. Vibe recording. Selected. Comment, dimmed. Comment field, edit text. Save
comments.
As a tag in recordings.
That's like a better tag.
Quality, dimmed. Music, high quality. Quality menu, pop-up button.
And this is where you...
Select recording format and quality. Menu 7 items checkmark. Music, high quality. Music, low quality. For internet distribution, dimmed.
Just go to the top.
For personal use, dimmed.
So these ones that say for personal use, it's AAC. That's the Apple losses.
Spoken word.
Spoken word, that's low quality.
Music, low quality.
We'll call it music.
Music, high quality.
High quality.
For internet distribution, dimmed.
For internet distribution, this is MP3 stuff.
Music, low quality.
Low quality.
Checkmark, music, high quality. Checkmark, music, high quality.
High quality, which is 256 kbps.
Music, high quality. MP3, 256 kbps, VDR stereo. MP3, 200, music, comment, vibe, title, title, dimmed.
So those are the options. That's basically all you get. That's all you need to do.
Now in Piezo window, file name button, 00000, time.
This tells you how long you've been recording. It actually updates itself, and you can query this anytime you want.
Settings button.
Settings, which
show
is still
settings popover.
Settings, it's not
window.
Much.
Vibe recording. Contents selected. Title, dimmed.
Title.
Vibe record. Comment, dimmed.
Comment.
Quality, dimmed. Mute. MP3 256 KB. Now in Piezo window. Settings button.
And this is all that window has. These are all the controls. So if you want to do your recording.
Start recording button. Press stop recording button.
And changes to stop recording because it's recording now. We're using the internal microphone. So it's, again, it's all based on the quality of the microphone in your laptop. If you had a sound card plugged into it, you could use an additional sound card. I'm just going to stop the recording here and I'm going to...
Press start recording button.
Show you one interesting feature that I kind of like.
Menu bar, Apple, Piezo, record, edit, record, start, show settings, reveal file and finder command, enable playthrough, command P.
Enable playthrough. This is a recording monitor. When you have this selected, what's coming out of your computer, and really you should have headphones on to do this, is what's being recorded.
Enable playthrough checked.
So it's I'm going to actually start the recording again, and you'll see how it's going to echo back to me what's being recorded. So it's going to sound really bad right now because I'm not using headphones.
Source menu, pop up, source menu, start recording button. Press stop recording.
Okay, so this is what's going to be recorded right now. And right now this is actually coming out the headphone jack, so you really can't hear it, but... There's a recording monitor built into this. I just wanted you to know that.
Press start recording button.
Okay. So I'm going to show you one more thing here.
Menu bar, Apple, PA, record, edit. Edit, undo, redo, cut, copy, paste, delete, select all, start dictation, dip, emoji and symbol, emoji and record, menu four item, start recording, show settings, command I, reveal file and finder, command shift
R. Okay, reveal file and finder. Again, this is only a recorder. It's not a player. Again, you can use whatever player you so desire. So if you hit this show file,
reveal file, finder, recordings, window, list view, table, Viva recording 2.mp3
There you go. So it goes right to your recordings.
My recording.mp3 mp3 audio. Viva record. Viva recording.mp3 mp3 audio. Today open.
So it's again it's all based on the quality of the microphone in your laptop. Yeah, if you had a sound card plugged into it, you could use an additional sound card. Let me quickly go back to the window and we'll just go through all these controls because this is very simple.
Piezo.
First
source menu pop-up button.
Is the source.
Choose an application.
You could pick from an application or an input device.
Start recording button.
Start recording
start
button.
And stop recording. File name. Show in Finder 000. Settings button.
Settings. That's all it is.
Pop-over.
Super simple. Now, one thing you may have noticed when we did the source menu is allowed you to pick which application you want the audio from. But you notice that's only one application you could choose from. Now, Tim kind of previewed a little bit of a possible workaround for that. The same company makes this program, Rogue Amoeba, makes a program called Audio Hijack. Audio Hijack is a brilliant little program. It lets you take audio from any source, any program or any group of sources, and puts into one audio. So you could actually pick several different applications that you want to record from. Say you have Skype going, and you have an MP3 player going. And you want just to record those two things without recording a screen reader, you could use that and then bring it into here and still use the simplicity of Piezo. So that's about it. Again, a very nice, simple audio recorder, $19.
Thank you, Frank. Very good.